This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. Iran's president has warned that the tiniest invasion by Israel would bring a massive and harsh response as the region braces for potential Israeli retaliation after Iran's attack over the weekend. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
President Ibrahim Raisi spoke Wednesday at an annual army parade that was relocated to a barracks north of the capital, Tehran, from its usual venue on a highway in the city's southern outskirts. Iranian authorities gave no explanation for its relocation, and state TV did not broadcast it live, as it has in previous years. Iran launched hundreds of missiles and drones at Israel over the weekend in response to an apparent Israeli strike on Iran's embassy compound in Syria on April 1st that killed 12 people, including two generals. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Israel is still considering how to respond to Iran's weekend strikes as the United States and its allies urge the government of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu not to escalate. VOA's Patsy Wiedekuswara reports.
Israel could also opt for covert operations targeting Iranian officials or cyber attacks like the 2010 Stuxnet malware. Gregory Hatcher of White Knight Lab cybersecurity consultancy via Zoom.
They created a virus and then they injected it into an Iranian nuclear facility and actually made the centrifuges spin uncontrollably and destroyed like millions of dollars and slowed down the nuclear capabilities by Iran.
Whatever option Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu decides on, President Joe Biden has told him the U.S. will not participate in Israel's counterattack and urge de-escalation. Patsy Wiedekuswara, VOA News, Washington.
A Russian strike on the northern Ukrainian city of Chernihiv kills at least nine. This is VOA News. India's political